baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
An extremely local news is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Black Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey with a recommendation for a good meal. You may not think this is the place to go for that, but the new Blackhawks Training Center is the spot, isn't it, Seamus?
Hey, Bob, good morning. Yes, the Blackhawks, they expanded their training facility near the United Center, and they added two Olympic-sized hockey rinks and two restaurants. So, yeah, if you want to eat and or drink coffee and watch people skate around a rink, sometimes it's the Blackhawks, sometimes it's kids, sometimes it's locals, you can go there. They just opened. There's a there's a cafe on the ground floor. It's called Raise the Cup Cafe. That's on brand. They've got they're open 9 to 5, but upstairs they've got something called Rocky's Table and Tap, tribute to the late chairman Rocky Wirtz. And this one sounds great. It's they've got a lot of stadium food, which doesn't sound great, but they say it's elevated. You know, this is the best kind, you know, the best tavern, you know, thin crust pizza, giant pretzels, brats, smash burger. So it sounds like fun. They've got this one really overlooks the rinks. So, you know, if you want to go there and have a cocktail or just watch people skate around, it could be, you know, just a fun little getaway. But I also noticed there's free parking. So, you know, that sounded all the alarms for me. somewhere to go in that area.
Yeah. And for people who haven't been keeping up with it, it's 1801 West Jackson, and great views of the ice, and it's an expanded training facility is what it is, right?
Yeah, that's right. The Wirtz family, they've been really putting a lot of money into the area around the United Center. In fact, they're developing a big chunk of the neighborhood, but this was one of the earlier projects to give the Hawks more practice space, but also a place for people in the neighborhood to skate and you know, just get into the feeling of it a little bit more. So it's mm-hmm. a huge new place, and it looks great from the pictures. I haven't been there, but I may try one of those giant pretzels one of these days.
Yeah, why not? But if you want 20,000 pounds of corned beef, head to Morgan Park on the south side. Tell us about this.
How about it? Yeah, the St. Patrick's Day is rapidly approaching, including the Southside Irish Parade on Sunday. Right on the parade route is the County Fair Grocery Store. It's been there for 60 years, independent shop, popular in Beverly, Mount Greenwood, Morgan Park, and they are the top sellers of corned beef in the city. 20,000 pounds, like you said, 20,000 pounds of corned beef they sell this time of year. It's out of They get so much they have to get it in barrels. They don't get all those like Vienna beef packages that you can buy in other stores. You can get it out of the barrel. They'll cut what you want, and that is that's a lot of meat. But you know, it's a hungry crowd down there, and they're not even open on for this Southside Parade, so you got to get this in advance because you need a little time. But yeah, the crowd is it's so crowded down there that you can't get to the store, and all the workers don't want to be there. They want to be at the parade. So you know, you get about 80,000 people there, so 20,000, you know, we're talking like 4 pounds per person or something like that, or no, a quarter pound per person, sorry.
That's enough. Yeah, there will be a lot of folks there around South Western Avenue, right?
Yep, it's 108th and Western is where the shop is, and the parade is it runs down Western around that area.
And finally, in Logan Square, there's news about the Arts Fest. It's coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, the Arts Fest, the Logan Square Arts Fest, it had been a staple in the Logan Square neighborhood for years and years. It took the last year off because its grounds were, it's right in that kind of crazy traffic circle at where Logan Square, the monument is. Mm-hmm. They've been working on that for a couple years. We've talked about it a bunch here. I'm always confused by traffic circles. I'll admit it. I'm not sure if I'm going the right direction or when I get off, but they've been fixing it, trying to make it a little bit more consumer friendly, but it also gives them a lot more pedestrian space and open space there. So the Logan Square Art Festival, it's going to be back June 26th through 28th. And they get, they're a beneficiary of all of this extra space. So they're going to add more vendors. There's going to be two stages. There's going to be bands. It sounds like a lot of fun. But yeah, maybe the bigger news for the neighborhood is that traffic circle is almost done after all of this work. And so people will be able to enjoy it and potentially get confused like me.
Yeah, I've been talking about the roundabouts recently. Try hitting a roundabout when you're driving on the wrong side of the road in the UK. That's fun. The monument we're talking about is 3150 West Logan. It's Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.